From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia trade surplus touches $2.34 billion in February. Panama flag vessels under tightened surveillance in North Kalimantan. Now the news in details. Indonesia recorded a trade surplus of $2.34 billion in February 2020, with exports reaching $13.94 billion and imports touching $11.60 billion. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Yunita Rusanti, Deputy for Distribution and Service Statistics, Central Statistic Agency BPS, at a press conference held in Jakarta on Monday, stated, "The surplus in February 2020 is quite significant." She explained that the surplus was due to an increase in export and a decline in imports. The value of exports rose from $13.6 billion in January to $13.9 billion in February, an increase of 2.24%. Compared to last year period, exports showed an 11% increase in February. Meanwhile, the value of imports in February declined 18.69% to $11.6 billion from $14.2 billion in January. The Nunukan Seaport authorities have tightened watch on a Panama flag vessels currently docking off the port's pier to load coal to be transported to mainland China amid the ongoing concerns over the spread of novel coronavirus disease. Head of the Nunukan Seaport Authority Sharif Bustamin said in a press statement that made available to Antara in Nunukan District, North Kalimantan Province on Monday, that the foreign cargo vessels has been under surveillance since its arrival on March 14, 2020. The seaport's health workers had checked the body temperatures of the ship's 20 crew members, showing that it remains normal. Adding that this Panama flag vessel's docking off a site called Loading Point 2. In February, the Indonesian authorities in West Papua province had also taken precautionary measures due to the planned arrival of a Chinese cargo vessels in Manokwari. In order to handle the spread of Corona COVID-19 pandemic, Canadian government announced its policy to close its borders not for Canadian citizens. Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau recorded that the prohibitions is not for the U.S. citizens today. Justin at Rideau Cottage in Ottawa announced that his side will ask flight operators to prevent coronavirus on airplanes. He also said to whomever that has symptoms will not be able to visit Canada.
We will be denying entry to Canada to people who are not Canadian citizens or permanent residents. This measure will carve out some designated exceptions, including for air crews, diplomats, immediate family members of Canadian citizens, and at this time, U.S. citizens. Second, air operators will be formally mandated to prevent all travelers who present symptoms of COVID-19 to board a plane. Air operators will be required to complete a basic health assessment of every air traveler based on guidance from the Public Health Agency of Canada. This means that anyone who has symptoms will not be able to come to Canada.
For Canadian citizens who are traveling in foreign countries, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stated, Canada prepares assistance program so that Canadian citizens who are not infected, asymptomatic, can return to Canada without difficulty.
To help asymptomatic Canadians return home, our government will set up a support program for Canadians who need to get on a plane. Canadian travelers will be able to get financial assistance to help them with the costs of returning home or temporarily covering their basic needs while they wait to come back to Canada.
The Prime Minister of Canada also announced that started on Wednesday, March 18, there will be 4 airports in Canada which will receive international flights, namely Toronto Pearson, Montreal Trudeau, Vancouver and Calgary International Airports. Coronavirus or COVID-19 has spread in many countries in the world, including in Chile. To tackle the spread of the virus, the Diocese of Santiago, Chile, announced the elimination of worship activities such as Mass. It was conveyed by Alberto Sveri Asmarajati, a Catholic priest who served at the Diocese of Santiago, Chile, through a short message to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday. Alberto also said the diocese appealed to priests and pastors in Chile to carry out the appeal. As a priest of the Archdiocese of Santiago, Fairness announced the abolition of worship activities such as Mass. A priest can celebrate the Eucharist personally, and it is not more than 5 people. Alberto Sveri Asmarajati, a Catholic cleric from Indonesia who has served in Chile for 7 years, said the government of Chile has imposed restrictions on citizens' activities a few days ago, and anyone who violates it, he or she will get sanctioned.
Beberapa hari lalu sudah mengumumkan untuk ditiadakannya aktivitas belajar mengajar.
A few days ago, I had announced that they would be able to teach and learn activities at schools, and they were asked to study at homes. Then it was also announced that public activity is limited, and those who do not heed the appeal from the health department can be sanctioned in the form of a fine in the Chilean peso, 2.5 million Chilean peso, or approximately 40 million rupiah, and can also be imprisoned if he or she does not heed the appeal of the service health department. Moreover, Alberto Sveri Asmarajati also stated that due to the spread of the coronavirus in Chile, the price of the mass is cheaper, about 1 million rupiah per boxes. Besides to reduce the spread of the COVID-19 virus, every sub-district in Chile conduct a cleanliness activity such as spraying disinfectants. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Leaders of the G7 industrial powerhouses pledged Monday to join forces to halt economic freefall in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, which they called a human tragedy. U.S. President Donald Trump later acknowledged the American economy may be headed into a recession. As the outbreak caused more countries to shut down and brought the global economy to a screeching halt, the leaders stressed the need to join forces and move quickly to address the damage. As quoted by AFP.com, a joint statement from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said, the COVID-19 pandemic is a human tragedy and a global health crisis, which also poses major risks for the world economy. Deputy Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Jazilul Fawaid, opined that it is not the right time to impose a national lockdown over the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. As quoted by Antara, lockdown across Indonesia, it will affect economic stability. Now, just reduce activities where people gather, such as in office, campuses, meeting rooms, and schools. The lockdown could impact the national economy and trigger new panic. Those adding that the government and people would not be ready to face the risk arising from the lockdown, especially in Jakarta, which is the hub of the national economy and the center of governance. Lockdown can be applied partially in certain districts or cities where COVID-19 cases are rampant. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is To Implement Lockdown, Not the Right Time. Well, listener, President Joko Widodo did not include lockdown or close the city or country as one of his policies to reduce the spread of the new type of coronavirus, COVID-19. In a press conference in Bogor Palace, West Java on Monday, he said that the most important thing to do is to reduce the mobility of people from one place to another. In fact, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the lockdown policy is the authority of the central government. This policy cannot be taken by regional governments. He also stressed on the implementation of social distancing or keeping a distance from others. He encouraged the policy of learning from home, working from home, and worshiping at home. According to the president, efforts to keep the distance must continue to maintain the services provided by the ministry and regional governments, such as meeting basic needs, health and public services. In addition, economic reasons are also taken consideration by President Joko Widodo, who keeps following the situation with regard to COVID-19 from time to time and continues to get measurable orders so as not to negatively impact the economy, which could worsen the people's lives. Lockdown implementation does not require an in-depth study. The spread of COVID-19 can have an impact not only on the health sector, but also social and economic aspects. Indonesian people still remember when President Joko Widodo announced that the first positive patient infected with COVID-19 in Indonesia was the phenomenon of massive buying or panic buying, especially in mass and disinfectant liquids. We cannot imagine how chaotic if an area or city is declared closed or locked down without an adequate supply of basic commodities. The economic and social costs may be higher than the coronavirus outbreak itself. Thus, it is now appropriate what has been done by the central government and regional governments to recommend residents to work from home, learn from home, and worship at home. Entertainment centers and tourism destinations need to be temporarily closed while cleaning the places with disinfectants. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start for an event on March 17, 1969 when Golda Meir became the first woman who was officiated as Prime Minister of Israel. On March 17, 1969 until June 3, 1974, Golda Meir became the first woman who was officiated as the Prime Minister of Israel. Previously, she had been appointed as Minister of Labor and Foreign Affairs. Golda Meir had the nickname as the Arab Woman in politics of Israel. The next event was in 1963 when Mountain Agun in Bali erupted. Mountain Agun is the highest mountain on Bali Island, with 3,142 meters high. The mountain is located at Rendang District, Karangasem Regency, Bali. Due to the eruption of Mount Agun, around 2,000 of Balinese people were killed. The mountain is volcano with a stratovolcano type and has very deep and big crater, which sometimes removes smoke and moisture. And the last event is that in 1984, the first in vitro fertilization in the Southeast Asia was implanted in Sukabumi, West Java. In vitro fertilization is a process of fertilization where an egg is combined with sperm outside the body. In vitro means in glass. The process involves monitoring and stimulating a woman's ovulatory process, removing an ovum or ova, which means egg,
from the woman's ovaries and letting sperm fertilize them in a liquid in a laboratory. Then the fertilized egg or zygote undergoes embryo culture from 2 until 6 days and is then transferred to the same or another woman's uterus. With the intention of establishing a successful pregnancy, in vitro fertilization process in Southeast Asia was invented in Sukabumi, West Java. The technology was discovered by B.C. Stiptoe and R.G. Edwards. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3 to 5 kHz and website www.winews.id. Next, we're going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Kuwait becomes one of the potential markets for Indonesian wood products. That's our theme of today's My Indonesia. Well, listener, Indonesia has superb products that have the potential to penetrate markets in the world which have not been maximally marketed, such as Kuwait. One product that has the potential to be exported to Kuwait is wood. Currently, Kuwait is expanding new settlements that require a variety of furniture, both for housing, schools, and offices in Mutlat and Saban regions. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, one of the importers of the wood materials from Indonesia, Walid Khalid Al-Saiji, to Indonesian ambassador to Kuwait, Tri Taryat, when visiting a furniture factory in Kuwait, said that the potential export of Indonesian wood products is wide open in Kuwait. As one furniture manufacturer, every month Al-Saiji requires at least 30 containers of plywood and blackwood, 60% of which are imported from 5 companies in Indonesia. In addition, Ambassador Tri Taryat fully supports Indonesian entrepreneurs who are interested in exporting Indonesian wood products in Kuwait. The Indonesian embassy in Kuwait is always ready to provide support for Indonesian companies wishing to expand their business in Kuwait. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku kasihku, karena aku milikmu, kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku hidup bersamamu. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti,
takkan berhenti.
Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga. Ujung kepala, aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau, belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati meski hujan badai takkan berhenti, sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga.
Teman bahagia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to invite you to visit one of the outermost points of Indonesia, namely Talaut in North Sulawesi. Talaut, bordering south of the Philippines' Davao region. Talaut is well known with its exotic marine tourism, which has beautiful objects like other regions in Indonesia. The closeness of its people to the sea makes Mane a tradition, becomes hereditary tradition from generation to generation in Talaut. The Mane'e tradition teaches humans to always maintain their relationships with nature. Kakorotan Innata community, who live in Talaut Islands, believe that Mane'e tradition is motivated by Shute's earthquake, which occurred in 1628. The earthquake caused tsunami, and only 8 people were saved from the disaster. According to the story, after the disaster occurred, there were 2 foreigners who visited the region. When the foreigners swung leaves into the sea, then thousands of fish came to them. The local people who witnessed the event were amazed and begged the 2 foreigners to teach them to catch the fish. The foreigners were willing to teach how to catch the fish, even giving their fishing gear before returning to sail. Since that time, Mane'e tradition was begun. Mane'e tradition is usually held in May or June annually. This period is coincided with the lowest receipt of seawater when Eha period ends. Eha is a prohibition period to take sea and land products, which lasts for 3 until 6 months. Mane'e tradition consists of 9 steps, namely Maraca Pundangi or cutting forest rope, Mangolom, Par'am, or begging to God, Matuda Tempa Panik, and going to the location of the event, Mama Bi'u Sami, or making fishing gear from young coconut leaf, Mamoto'u Sami, or spreading janur or ornament made of young coconut leaves, Mamoli Sami, or pulling up the janur to the land, Manganu Ina, or taking fish, Matahia Ina, or sharing the fish, and Manama Alama, or thanksgiving by eating together with the people's sea catches. The Mane'e tradition is not only a common tradition implemented by Kakarotan Inata people, but it is full of noble values and becomes a local wisdom to the nature. If human keeps to protect natural preservation, thereby the nature will repay their kindness. That is implied message of Mane'e tradition. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder, featuring Mane'e tradition of Talaut people. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In the program Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program that introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Fasilitas di Dapur, or in English, Facilities in the Kitchen. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on fasilitas di dapur or facilities in the kitchen. Kevin is in a boarding house. He asks about kitchen facilities that could be used.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, fasilitas di dapur. Fasilitas di dapur, which means facilities in the kitchen. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Dapur. Dapur, which means kitchen. Ini. Ini, which means this. Itu. Itu, which means that or the. Kulkas. Kulkas, which means refrigerator. Alat masak. Alat masak, which means cookware. Di mana dapurnya? Di mana dapurnya, which means where is the kitchen? Ini dapurnya. Ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? Tentu saja boleh. Tentu saja boleh. Which means, of course you can. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci. Which means, after being used, wash it immediately. Conversation you heard ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen, and apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini, apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini, which means can I use this refrigerator? In this phrase, there is the word ini, ini, which means this. The word is used to refer to something that is located not far from the speaker. So the sentence ini dapurnya, ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. Shows that the location of the kitchen is close to the speaker. Then the expression, apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? Shows that the location of the refrigerator is close to the speaker. Let's listen to the other examples. Kamar ini bagus. Kamar ini bagus, which means this room is nice. Buku ini mahal. Buku ini mahal, which means this book is expensive. Next in the conversation, you also heard, apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Which means, can I use that cookware? In that phrase, there is the word itu. Itu, which means that. The word is used to designate something far from the speaker. So the sentence, apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu? Apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu, which means can I use that or the cookware, indicates that the location of the cookware is far from the speaker. Let's listen to some examples. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah, which means that Mount Rinjani is very beautiful. Gedung itu sangat tinggi. Gedung itu sangat tinggi, which means that building is very tall. Ini and itu, or this and that, are used to designate something. Usually, ini and itu appear after or before the noun. For example, buku ini, which means this book. Pensil ini, which means this pencil. Kantin itu, which means the canteen or that canteen. Kamar itu, which means that room. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Cinta tak pernah salah, lantas mengapa banyak yang menghalang? Jika memang benar sang waktu yang tak tepat, lantas mengapa kita dipertemukan? Berdebat hebat, nurani dan ego ini, oh Tuhan tolonglah, hapus semua rasa ku mencintai dia yang telah berubah. Oh Tuhan tolonglah, batinku tersiksa, nurani berkata ku harus lepaskan dia. Mungkin semesta ini sedang menunggu.
jadi kita tuk lebih dewasa. Walaupun berat, akan tetap ku coba menjalani semua yang terasa benar. Berdebat hebat, berani dan ego ini, oh Tuhan tolonglah hapus semua rasa ku mencinta.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present you a melody song entitled Hati Merana, which will be sung by Yan Junet featuring Rosnida Yes. The song Hati Merana, which was composed by Yan Junet, tells a story of unfaithful lover and makes him broken. The lyrics of the song consist of poems. The lyrics also feel of advices to be careful in selecting someone to love so that you don't regret it later on. Its music has medium tempo and very suitable for dancing. The song Hati Merana is included in the Melayu Daily One song album. Let's listen to the song Hati Merana by Yan Junet featuring Rosnida Yes. Enjoy the song.
Selasi tidak berbunga, enggannya kumbang untuk menyapa.
Sayang kekasih tidak setia, badan merana kini jadinya. Sayang kekasih tidak setia, badan merana kini jadinya.
Di sana sini bunga pun kembang, senanglah kumbang tinggal memilih.
Putuslah sudah kasih dan sayang, jangan diharap dia kembali. Putuslah sudah kasih dan sayang, jangan diharap dia kembali.
Ukir-ukir, ukirlah si kayu jati, jadikan sebuah jambangan. Pikir-pikir, pikir sebelum terjadi, jangan menyesal kemudian.
jaga dirimu, jangan kau layu sebelum kembang.
Berkokoh iman dalam hatimu, kalau kau layu dibuang orang. Berkokoh iman dalam hatimu, kalau kau layu dibuang orang.
Ukir-ukir, ukirlah si kayu jati, jadikan sebuah jambangan. Pikir-pikir, pikir sebelum terjadi, jangan menyesal kemudian.
Voice of Indonesia.
sekarang bukan termenung zaman bermenu. Sekarang bukan termenung zaman bermenu. Janganlah engkau percaya asmara, janganlah engkau percaya dengan asmara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. You can give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and you can also send us your email to our email address voi@voinews.id.